This is a GRDC podcast.
During the canola season, WA's Department of Primary Industries and Regional Development entomologist Dusty Sevetson keeps a close eye on diamondback moth numbers. Crops can become heavily infested very quickly, which is why he advises growers to inspect their crops regularly. Hello, I'm Tony Crowley, and in today's podcast, Dusty takes us through the best way to sample canola for DBM and what to do when threshold levels are reached. Deb Bishop is asking the questions, but first, here's Dusty.
Because it has such a short life cycle, I think from egg to adult and back to egg can be as low as 2 weeks. So the exponential growth when the conditions are right, particularly warm days, dry warm days, the numbers can absolutely explode. And this is where we see scenarios where the earlier the crop stage is, the more potential damage it can cause. So it can cause complete defoliation of plants.
Dusty, take us through some of the signs and symptoms growers can look for in the paddock for these signs of the pest.
Yeah, I think it really depends on the growth stage. Where you have predominantly vegetative stage, early season through to early stem elongation, you have a lot of leaves. And the best way of detecting diamondback moth or even perhaps some other caterpillar is in there doing damage is to just have a look while you're walking to see leaf damage. The really, really tiny caterpillars would be causing very small damage, so that might be missed. But certainly where you have an infestation, you'll be seeing some holes in the leaves. As you go past that and the plants really start branching out, you really want to look at using a sweep net. There's been lots of research done on sort of calibrating that relative to the populations vertically on the plants. It's a really good way of detecting diamondback moth, how many caterpillars you have, relate that to your thresholds, but it's also a really good way of detecting what else is in your crop. It might be native budworm, or it might even be predators and beneficials that might be attacking your caterpillars as well.
There's a technique to this sweeping, isn't there? Take us through that.
There is. So generally you want to have a firm grip on the sweep net and do 180 degree sweeps. And you do that 10 times, dump it in a container. You can dump it on the hood of your car if you want. But generally what I find is an ice cream container or a tote box. Something white is good to get that contrast. And just sort out and find how many DBM you have.
So when you've determined that threshold, the next step, spraying?
Yeah, well that threshold is really relative to growth stage, because in a stressed vegetative crop, that might be as low as 30 caterpillars per 10 sweeps, because it could potentially cause much more damage at that stage, and because it's quite early in the season at that point. Much later, where the crop's well and truly potting up, that goes up to about 210 sweeps, because you need many more of them to get an economic damage from that.
Is it possible for growers to determine that threshold themselves? They need assistance with that?
Certainly, if they have a sweep net, they can monitor those themselves, and they certainly do. Growers and consultants are monitoring their crops quite closely with sweep nets for that reason, and doing it successively to see what the populations are doing. So at the moment, for example, they're just starting to increase. I can see lots of small grubs and less larger grubs, which means they're on the rise.
What's the recommended insecticide regime?
So with diamondback moth, the chemicals that we do have that are effective, what the department had found is that regardless of the chemical choice, it's much harder to break the life cycle with a single spray. So they came up with a two-spray strategy 7 days apart or a week apart to break the cycle, because what they were finding is that there are canopy penetration issues to actually get the product into the in through the canopy, even with higher volumes, even with a sort of 100 liter volume. But what that's doing is it's not killing the eggs as well. So what it's spraying the second time is getting that next generation. That's often enough to knock them down to low enough populations to get through to that end of the season. That's what we try and achieve.
Is it possible to target a specific area of the paddock?
With diamondback moth, unfortunately, as far as we know, maybe further research needs to be done in this area. But generally, where they are infesting a crop, we can find them throughout the crop. I think they're very mobile and they move quite quickly as moths.
I suppose in summary, what are the tools specifically needed to improve the accuracy of and decrease the time spent on detection and diagnosis of these pests?
Yeah, well, what we're doing is, because there's so much pressure on growers and consultants to be in the paddock and monitor. We're trying to increase field intelligence, and GRDC is certainly investing in this area. Before the caterpillars are eating your canola crop, can we take a step back and put out traps and trap the moths and try and work out where they are earlier in the season? So we've been looking at automated moth traps, not just for diamondback moth, but for native budworm as well. And what we're finding is we're picking up the moths before we can find the caterpillars with a sweep net. And we're hoping to expand this surveillance and see if this can be a tool that will be very, I think, useful to gauge the risk of, you know, is there going to be an outbreak this year in spring or not.
How confident are you that growers generally, provided with the right tools and the right information and the infield intelligence, that they can at least look at managing this pest?
I think they certainly can. Where I think they cop very significant yield loss because of the population surge and the potential is just so high. It's where they haven't monitored their crops. They've walked away and haven't monitored it for a week or two. That just in that short window of time, they can do a significant amount of damage. So I think they certainly can manage it, but I think they know, given warm days and things like that, the risk, of economic damage from it is quite high in a short period of time, and so they want to keep an eye on what's going on. And just regionally, I think through the PestFact service, for example, we try and keep on top of all this and let growers and consultants know what we're hearing and what everybody sort of all together are hearing as to whether it's a problem or not, because it's where we know it's a problem somewhere, it forces people to get out, get into the crop, and it just might save them.
Deep-herd entomologist Dusty Sivertson. And to find the Pest Facts newsletter, go to DeepHerd's website and search for Pest Facts, and that's spelled PestFax. You'll also find information on diamondback moth management on GRDC's website, where there's a fact sheet and other resources. I'm Tony Crowley, and you've been listening to a GRDC podcast.